"Who's to arm you, man?" argued Spriggs. "Let them look never so black at you. They can't get you to put out when you're once in. No, no, not old Catgut with calves to help him." I'm sorry to say the Archdeacon himself was designated by this scurrilous allusion to his nether person. "100 a year to win, and nothing to lose," continued Handy. "My eyes! Well, how a man's to doubt about such a bit of cheese as that passes me. But some men is timorous, some men is born with no pluck in them, some men is cowed at the very first sight of a gentleman's coat and waistcoat. Oh, Mr. Harding, if you had but taken the Archdeacon's advice in that disputed case when Joe Mutters was this ungrateful demagogue's rival candidate."
"Afraid of a parson?" growled Moody, with a look of ineffable scorn. "I tell you what I'd be afraid of. I'd be afraid of not getting nothing from 'em but just what I could take by might and right. That's the most I'd be afraid on of any parson of 'em all."
"But," said Sculpit apologetically, "Mr. Harding's not so bad. He did give us tuppence a day, didn't he now?"
"Tuppence a day?"
exclaimed Spriggs with scorn, opening awfully the red cavern of his lost eye.
"Tuppence a day," muttered Moody with a curse. "Sink is tuppence."
"Tuppence a day," exclaimed Handy, "and I'm to go hat in hand and thank a chap for tuppence a day when he owes me 100 pounds a year. No, thank ye. That may do for you, but it won't do for me. Come, I say, Sculpit, are you going to put your mark to this here paper, or are you not?"
Sculpit looked round in wretched...